Looking to pick up the next home run king?
High drive left field. Going back. Boom. Stand. Baby.
Or are you still trying to figure out who some of your guys are?
Paul Goldschmidt, and that ball is gone. Oh, wow. Upper deck.
Whether you're sifting through the waiver wire for sleepers or just trying to keep your team in the race.
He went onto the rolled up tarp. What a play by Nolan Arenado.
We've got your bases covered.
At the wall, leaping. Oh, a play! George Springer has just kept this game tied in the bottom of the 10th.
It's the Can of Corn Cast with Andy Greenberg on ArizonaSports.com.
My, oh my!
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, or good middle of the night. Depends on when you're listening to this. This is Andy Greenberg. This is the Can of Corn Cast. Thank you so much for joining in. This is a fantasy baseball podcast where a can of corn's an easy fly ball, and we make it easy for you to win at fantasy baseball. And we get started, as we usually do, looking at the hottest and best overall players in baseball right now with the starting five.
The starting five.
Yes, we kick it off with the top five overall hitters in baseball right now. Number one, the local boy. He's been number one for a few weeks now. Paul Goldschmidt leads the majors, actually tied for the major league lead in RBIs with 69 alongside Nolan Arenado. And, of course, all of these stats through Saturday, or rather through Friday, July 10th, as I'm recording this on Saturday the 11th. Goldie also leads the National League in runs scored with 59 and batting average at 345. Number two overall, Mike Trout, 66 runs. That leads the majors. Also leads the American League in home runs, tied with his teammate Albert Pujols with 26. Coming in at 3, 4, and 5, Bryce Harper, Josh Donaldson, Manny Machado. But you guys know who's overall. You guys know that already. You know who the best players in the game are. Interesting to see Machado make his way up there, though. That's impressive because he's been hot lately. But speaking of that, let's take a look. The hottest players over the last 2 weeks, number one is Mike Trout. I mean, this guy is just amazing. 349 over the last fortnight, so it's 2 weeks. 7 homers, 12 ribbies, 12 runs. Also with 12 runs is number two, J.D. Martinez. He has been a home run machine. He's got 6 in the last 2 weeks. 13 RBIs, hitting 375. Neil Walker making the list, hitting 407, 3 homers, 11 RBIs. Also has 12 runs. And as we move on to number four, the RBI numbers go way up, relatively at least. 311 batting average for Adam Lind. 5 homers, 16 RBIs in the last 2 weeks, 10 runs scored. And here's somebody who doesn't have a single home run in the last 2 weeks, but he is number five overall for hitters over that span. And from the Philadelphia Phillies, Cesar Hernandez, hitting 367. He's got 4 RBIs, he's got 8 runs, and 9 stolen bases. This guy's got 9 steals in 14 days. Unbelievable. Even Billy Hamilton doesn't do that. As we continue with the starting five, here are the top five starting pitchers. Number one, of course, Max Scherzer. However, doesn't lead the majors or the National League in anything, actually, which is fascinating. Number two, Zach Greinke leads the majors in ERA with a nearly unfathomable 1.39 ERA plus 17 quality starts. And I saw a really interesting stat this week. If Zach Greinke had given up as many runs as he has hits over the season, his ERA would still be lower than Kyle Loesch, who I believe sits at, I think it was like 648. And if all of Zach Greinke's hits given up were solo homers, I think it would have been like 625 or something like that. But it's unbelievable to think about. He's got a 139 ERA at the All-Star break. And again, if he had given up as many runs as he has hits, his ERA still lower than Kyle Loesch. Wonderful for that. Our Major League innings leader, and it has been for quite some time, Dallas Keuchel of the Houston Astros, 130 and a third so far, leads the American League in ERA and quality starts, 214 ERA and 14 quality starts. And this is unbelievable, by the way. And I don't know if this says really, if this makes a difference between having that pitcher batting ninth or not. Dallas Keuchel leads the American League in ERA, 214. That's incredible. That is an amazing ERA. If you finish the season with a 2.14 ERA, you probably won the Cy Young. Zach Greinke's is 139. I don't even know what to say. That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable. I feel like I have to curse to make it just to emphasize it more. I'm not going to, of course, but a 1.39 ERA. Unreal. Anyways, continuing. Number four, Jacob DeGrom. Number five, Gerrit Cole. We all know who those guys are doing. They're doing excellent. But you want to know who you can pick up. Well, number one, two, and four, not so much in terms of the hottest players of the last 2 weeks. Greinke, number one. Johnny Cueto, number two. 19 strikeouts in 17 innings. Clayton Kershaw, 29 Ks in his last 23 innings. He is actually the major league leader in strikeouts with 160. This guy might be available, though, from the Colorado Rockies, Kyle Hendricks. No earned runs over the last 2 weeks. He's got 16 strikeouts and 20 and a third innings and a trio of quality starts. But I got to go back to Greinke because this guy's on a 35 and two-thirds inning scoreless streak. 22 of those came in the last 2 weeks. He has 18 strikeouts. Number five on the list is actually the best reliever we've seen up here in quite some time. Koji Uehara, Boston Red Sox, 6 saves and 7 innings over the last 2 weeks, and some more unbelievable minuscule numbers. In those 7 innings, he has a 0.14 whip, which means he has given up 1 hit in 7 innings over the last 2 weeks, and that's it. I mean, pitching has been ridiculous. I've heard, I believe it was Mike and Mike this week, I heard them discussing about just the possibility of raising the pitcher's mound, or rather lowering the pitcher's mound, my bad, lowering the pitcher's mound to give the hitters a bit more of an advantage because ever since the steroid era has kind of passed through, it's been a very pitching dominant, decade you could call it. Since 2005, very pitching dominant, and they've lowered the mound before. They lowered it for Bob Gibson, and they might lower it for Zach Greinke. Seriously. I mean, if you want to see more runs being scored, if you want to see more exciting baseball, you might need to lower the mound and give these hitters a little bit more of an opportunity. A little bit crazy. All right, we move on as we usually do in this podcast. Can of Corncast, Andy Greenberg here, of course, with you. We take a dive in the free agent pool. Swimming around in the shallow end, that's players 51% owned or higher. It is Minnesota Twins outfielder Torii Hunter. If you're looking for a slightly above average outfielder, look no further, ladies and gentlemen. Although he can be pretty inconsistent. This past week, awful. The week before, fantastic. So there's no question he's still an everyday player. He's definitely a favorite in Minnesota. And my guess is that in terms of the waiver wire, Torii Hunter is the only guy that you're going to find out there who has more than 40 runs and more than 40 RBIs. So if you're looking for a stopgap, if you're just looking, you're thinking, I need somebody who can hit like 275 and get me 3-4 RBIs every week, Torii Hunter, not too bad. He is 74% owned right now in Yahoo Leagues. Swimming around in the free agent pool, we have another Minnesota Twin and another veteran, first baseman Joe Mauer. Believe it or not, Mauer, only 47% owned. He's coming off a huge week, too. He was 12 for 30, 2 homers, 3 ribbies, 7 runs. So first base, pretty deep, but there's still definitely some action for Mauer in Minnesota, especially because they're going to be in a playoff push. They're only 5.5 back of the Royals right now in the division. And they're in the second wild card spot right now. They're looking pretty good, especially after adding Sano. Oh, boy, that guy's still hitting over 400. Better go get Miguel Sano. Yikes, before anybody else swoops in and picks him up. And I'm going to take an audible right now. I had Erasmo Ramirez listed as my shallow end pickup. Erasmo Ramirez of the Tampa Bay Rays, formerly of the Seattle Mariners, was here. He was one of the worst pitchers of all time for the Mariners. Couldn't get his ERA under 5 to save his life, and now he's going out dominating for the Tampa Bay Rays. I'll still talk about it. Erasmo Ramirez, 23% owned. He has been hot lately. 1.01 ERA over the past month, though he doesn't really pitch deep into games, so he only has 3 quality starts. It's a high-risk, high-reward type of guy, especially if he's going to sit out for a while during that All-Star break. We'll see what happens with that. Now, Miguel Sano, 52% owned right now in Yahoo Leagues. Since being called up by the Twins, he is 12 of 29. That is a .414 batting average, 3 runs, a homer, 5 RBIs, eligible at third base and shortstop. By all means, go get this man right now. Right now, if he is available in your league, he needs to be on your team without question because this guy is a stud in the making. superstar in the making. He'll be on an all-star team in the next 5 years. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. Miguel Sano, mark it down. And pull out those binoculars, because if you're sitting behind home plate, you need them if you want to look into that Chase Field pool in right center field, where we find Arizona Diamondback starting pitcher Robbie Ray, 9% owned, swimming around to the Chase Field pool with all the other Diamondbacks. And Robbie Ray back on my list again. He had a stellar start against the Texas Rangers that cut a three-start losing streak and lowered his ERA to 2.16. 38 Ks, 12 walks, not a bad ratio there. And it doesn't look like he's going to start until after the break, but he is an absolute buy for the second half, especially if the D-backs make a move at the deadline. Maybe they'll, even if they bring in another starting pitcher, I don't think he's the odd man out, and I don't think he's going anywhere either, especially after doing so darn well. I would definitely hang on to Robbie Ray. As our very own Gambo, John Gambadoro, said on the Burns and Gambo show this week that Robbie Ray reminds him of Ron Guidry. Really? Surprising comparison, but he's kind of living up to that. Robbie Ray looking really, really good this year. And we'll venture out into the on-deck circle. This is where we're going to take a look at guys that are just making their way into the majors or still sitting in the minor leagues. I made a bit of an exception on this one, as the player I have for the major league on-deck circle has played in the majors before. It's just been quite a while, and he only has one full season, so here we go. Los Angeles Dodgers starting pitcher, 10% owned, Brandon Beachy. First start since 2013. It's happening today, July 11th. That is Saturday. Another one of those Tommy John guys, but he's looked pretty good in the minors. 2.41 ERA, 1.50 whip in 18 and two-thirds innings, though a fair amount of walks to his amount of strikeouts. 10 walks, 12 strikeouts. In 2013, he pitched 30 innings, gave up 15 runs in very limited duty, but 2012, magnificent. So if you're going to pick up Beachy, you're hoping for 2012 Beachy to come back. 81 innings and even 2 ERA. So I call this medium risk, high reward, because he's on a great team, but those walk numbers are, they're high. Those walk numbers are high. That's what scares me a little bit about him, because, you know, you walk two guys, get a couple outs, give up a big hit, and you're giving up a run, and you haven't really done a whole lot. So I put Beachy on my team. I'm starting him today, hoping he does well and hoping that he's going to be worth hanging on to, because he is a major league veteran. He's played in the league. He knows how to pitch. Still in the National League, which I think is a great thing, for especially for a guy like him. And if you need a pitcher over the break, if you want to add somebody and looking for a new starter, how about Brandon Beachy? Even Matt Moore. Matt Moore's available too, but Matt Moore's not in the minor leagues right now, but Aaron Nola is. And I know I've talked about him a little bit before, but some new news came up on Nola this week, who is only 5% owned in Yahoo leagues. Phillies general manager Ruben Amaro said that Aaron Nola could be called up just after the All-Star break. There was speculation he would be called up Saturday, but he wasn't. Not as far, unless they did a very last-minute thing. He's not starting for the Phillies today, and he will be playing in the All-Star Futures game. Again, if you listen to this podcast, and if you have listened to my podcast in years previous, you know that I absolutely love the All-Star Futures game, because it's just a treasure trove of future fantasy baseball stars to, that you get to know about before the rest of your league. ESPN calls Nola a, quote, safe prospect. And I think that that means big dividends for fantasy owners, because if you're going to pick up a young guy like that, you don't want a risky guy. You don't want someone like Trevor Bauer, who when he was called up by the D-backs was absolutely wild. He'd go three innings, he'd strike out nine batters, but he'd give up four runs. That's not happening with Aaron Nola. He has a career 2.34 minors ERA. It's 2.03 this year between AA and AAA. 89 strikeouts, 16 walks. That's a darn good ratio there, and 106 and a third innings. So, quick review here. Free agent pool, I like Torii Hunter, Joe Mauer, Erasmo Ramirez, kind of. Miguel Sano and Robbie Ray. As for the on-deck circle, go grab Brandon Beachy. Take a risk. Also, stash Aaron Nola. Definitely worth, it might even be worth just picking up Aaron Nola during the All-Star break, because he might get that fifth start in that fifth game that the Phillies have after that. And better to jump on him early than late. And if you don't get any news, you can either stash him, keep him on your roster, or just drop him for somebody else. And once you hear about it, pick him right back up. Easy peasy, just like that. That's going to be it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Andy Greenberg. You can find me many different ways online. Facebook, just search Can of Corncast. There's nothing else out there like that, so you can find me easily that way. On Twitter, at Can of Corn 98.7. If you know me personally, feel free to give me fun comments on the show, and I would love it. I would love it if you could go on your podcast app or on iTunes and rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. Give me 5 stars. I'd love that. Or give me 4 stars if you think I'm pretty good, but not Matthew Berry good. I get it. You know, fantasy baseball, it's a crapshoot. It really is. But it's a lot of fun, and I love doing this, so I'd love to hear your comments about the show. So send them over on Twitter, on Facebook, or rate, review, and be sure to subscribe on iTunes, because I see my numbers. I know how many downloads I get, guys. They're going up. I love it. I love it. Be sure to check out my blog as well on arizonasports.com. It's all Diamondbacks this time as we head into the All-Star break. And I'll just give you my little headline here. Beyond Goldie and Pollock, the D-backs have some underrated fantasy All-Stars worth adding to your team. Who are they? Oh, I don't know. You'll just have to read it and find out. But it's up there, arizonasports.com. Look in that column on the left and just scroll your way down. Eventually, you'll see Can of Corncast Andy Greenberg. Click it right there. You can listen to the show and read the article at the same time, though I don't suggest that because you might get a little confused. And that's okay. You know, not everybody can multitask and read an article and listen to a podcast at the same time. I can't, or else I won't understand what I'm listening to, and I'll just focus on the reading. But that's just me, and maybe you're more talented than I am in that situation, and that's totally okay, and I'm willing and able to accept it. And on that note, that's going to be it for this episode of the Can of Corncast. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. Stay tuned for if you haven't, because sometimes I figure people just turn this off as I ramble towards the end. Stay tuned to hear Dave Sims ramble and Munenori Kawasaki thank you all in my on my behalf. So until next time, let's play ball!
The Can of Corncast is brought to you by ArizonaSports.com and 98.7 FM.
Hey, Lloyd, do some delivery for the truck to the airport.
Thank you very much.